Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Rain Man Jeff G. reunion on the horizon. This is Georgia Wrestling Now, with your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
That's right. Wrestling with Pop Culture is an award-winning website, and in my last act of shameless self-promotion for the time being, I will mention that tonight is the last night you can vote in Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta for Wrestling with Pop Culture or Georgia Wrestling Now or any other entity that might fall under the jurisdiction of media and wrestling. So before midnight tonight, you can go to clatl.com/bestofatl. And please vote for Wrestling with Pop Culture again for Best Local Blog and make it a 2-year-in-a-row award-winning website.
We got a contract negotiation coming up.
Now that that's out of the way, lots happened, I guess, over the weekend. You were out of town for some wrestling. I was in town for some wrestling. I went to see Weird Al Yankovic yesterday, which is not wrestling.
Wait, Weird Al was here?
He was at Symphony Hall, of all places, Atlanta Symphony Hall.
I got to schedule things better.
And it was great. And I was realizing he's never done a wrestling parody that I can think of, and that just seems wrong.
Seems out of context.
but what else did I do? Friday, I went to the WWE live event at Phillips Arena, where while I was there, I thought about it. Alberto Del Rio successfully defended the World Heavyweight title against CM Punk in the main event. Of course, it was a DQ. Punk actually won, I believe, but I was thinking that that title, if you trace its lineage back far enough, has been defended pretty much in that same site because the Omni used to be there. So it's been defended there many times, I'm sure.
A gazillion.
It's one of those weird things where technically it goes back to the NWA world title, but there was a split at some point, and then there was the WWE purchase of WCW. So depending on which lineage you follow, it does have some history there in some sense.
Explains why our search for CM Punk in Chicago came up dry.
He had business
to attend to.
And it was a fun show. Pretty much saw matches that the Wyatts were in action, actually, all three of them against R-Truth and the Usos, and they came out on top, and it was pretty impressive to see them. Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston had a good match. Rob Van Dam was there. So it was a pretty entertaining show.
They did not short you on talent.
No. Cody Rhodes, local talent. Cody Rhodes was part of the show. But that's actually all the wrestling I observed over the weekend, at least in person. But I understand you saw some wrestling.
I did see some wrestling. I was back in that toddling town. City with the big shoulders, Windy City, the hog butcher to the world, city with a bunch of nicknames, Chicago, Illinois, and saw Resistance for the second time. It was a very different show than the last one. We were talking a little bit before we got on here. They've kind of changed their model a little bit. They were heavy on the former WWE, former TV guys. They kind of scaled it back and started to really push some of their homegrown talent. But I saw a couple of locals. Sugar Duncan was in action defending his half of his tag title, as well as Darcy Dixon, who we see down here a lot, defended her women's title. And I'm pretty sure she's ready to get back to Georgia because she took a throttling. She retained her belt, but good Lord, she wrestled somebody named Mickey Moose Knuckles. And Mickey is not one to play with. There was a nasty nasty slam to the outside. They don't have no padding, and it's just an old dance floor where they were wrestling at, and it was just a sickening thud of a slam she took. I've never been to a wrestling show where you had to go through a farm to get there. I don't know if our goat farm actually has goats. This one does, and horses and ducks and all sorts of birds of prey. It was very interesting, but it's a cool show, and Sugar did his thing as usual. They are one win away from actually being freed from sort of their prison gimmick they have now, so that's interesting. And the Juggernaut John Malice was in action. We know him a little bit from here, too. Had a good showing, but did not come out on the winning end, as he was hoodooed by the brother of Billy Corgan, Jesse, who turned heel last time I was there, which has been a while. The Special Forces, which is just hilarious, given that Jesse Corgan is mentally disabled, and he heads up a group called the Special Forces, which just tickles me to no end.
Well, since you're talking about a show in Chicago, I figured I'd go ahead and bring Larry Goodman on the line, because he's joined us, Chicago native and GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's own Larry Goodman. How are you tonight?
Oh, it always does make my heart good to hear somebody talking about Chicago and being in Chicago. You know, that makes me happy. So
I'd love to give you the business about how sorry that town is, Larry Goodman, but I just can't do it. There were many times on the way home where my crew was like, why are we going back again? We're going back for what? My only
choice
was I-90. I didn't want any more parts of I-90.
No, I-90 sucks. I was on I-90 last week, and it completely sucks. We were driving back from Wisconsin. It took, like, hours and hours in the rain to get back to Chicago, but and I didn't get to see any wrestling in Chicago. But I did see some beautiful things in Wisconsin. But I digress. I did see some wrestling this weekend, and it was quite good. Anarchy put on a very good show. I had the pleasure of seeing Bobby Moore, and yet another career. The guy's ended two careers now this month.
Who did he take out this go-around?
Billy Buck.
Was that the Billy Buck match?
Billy Buck's career in Anarchy is over. Of course, Micah Taylor's career in Rampage was over, courtesy of Bobby Moore a couple weeks back. And he's now got Billy Buck's career.
That is kind of shocking, to be quite honest with you. I was wondering, you know, when I heard that was a career match, I was like, well, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but really?
Yep.
Cool.
So,
well, that's actually
by chicanery.
You know, tons of interference by Charlie Cash. Belt shots, elbow pads, two belt shots at the end to finally put Billy Buck away. But yes, lots of chicanery.
I would wager that crowd did not take to that well, did they?
They did not. They did not take to that well. They did not take well to Judas and Azrael losing after the Jeter came out and did another number on Judas's knee to take him out of the match. And, of course, that gave the tag titles on the silver platter to the Elite. The crowd wasn't happy too happy about that either.
Well, speaking of Bobby Moore, I was actually trying to get him as a guest tonight, but that's partially why we have his RPW manager, Miss Allie, calling in about 10 minutes or so. And I guess I should go ahead and mention our other guest tonight. Our first guest is the King of Florida, Francisco Chiazzo, who I'm sure has had his own run-ins with Bobby Moore at some point down at RPW. And we didn't talk a lot about RPW last week because we were talking about PWR, I guess, and all that silliness that took place there. But there was the Sizzlin' Summer Bash, which is one of their bigger shows. And they have another big show coming up this Sunday, so we will talk to two people that will be involved with that shortly. But I think we've got Francisco on the line on hold, but before I bring him on, Larry, were you calling for anything specific, or did you just want to talk to Francisco?
Well, I was actually curious about this Carolina Lizard Man that you advertise. Is that for you got the guy who's supposedly attacking cars in South Carolina? I mean, is that who this person is?
Well, I'm not sure if it's the same guy, but he was part of the Battle Royal at the last Monstrosity Championship Wrestling show, but he actually has canceled his appearance tonight. So he's being replaced by the Jailhouse Rocker Terry Lawler, who will also be part of the CW show this Saturday.
The Lizard Man.
The Carolina Lizard Man.
But he does have
one hell of a promo.
He does have his own Facebook page if you want to check out a few pictures from that and see if you can identify him as the same Lizard Man. But I didn't get a chance to talk to him. That was part of the reason why I wanted to tonight. But I did. I got a message saying he would not be able to call and will also not be able to make it on Saturday. So we got somebody else that will be at the show. But we can talk.
The only other thing I wanted to mention was, this is Alabama thing, but I would like to be in two places at once Saturday night because I was very curious. They booked Tasha Simone versus Tracy Taylor versus Taylor Hendricks, and I'm hoping they'll post that online. I'm a big Taylor Hendricks fan. I like all three of those women. I just was very curious to see what they did in that ring when they got the three of them in there together. But be that as it may, that's about all I wanted to say.
All right, well, I guess I will bring Francisco Chiazzo on. And, of course, Larry, you stayed on with us last time we talked to him, so you're welcome to stay on this time again. But without any further ado, here is the King of Florida, Francisco Chiazzo.
Hey, what's going on, guys, man? How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Good to have you back again.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man. Good to be back. Larry Goodman, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Excellent, man. Excellent. Couldn't be better. Well, I could be better if I won the lottery, but nonetheless, I couldn't be better.
Well, I think last time we talked to you, you were teaming up with Drew Adler for a chance at the RPW tag titles, and this time you're teaming up with Kyle Matthews this Sunday for a shot at those same titles, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Drew Adler and myself fell a pubic hair short, if I could say that on the air, of winning those RPW tag team titles from the Blacklist. Myself and Kyle Matthews have been talking over the last week, Facebooking back and forth, tweeting each other, so on and so forth. It was about different things, different ideas we have going into this match. And you don't get any better than Kyle Matthews and the King of Florida, Francisco Chiazzo. If any of you guys can take those tag titles from Corey Chavis and Murder One, it's the two of us. So we're definitely looking forward to hitting Warner Robins George on Sunday.
Well, what did we miss at the Sizzlin' Summer Bash? Who did you take on?
Oh, man, it was a packed house across the board. Unfortunately, a good personal friend of mine is no longer with RPW. Micah Taylor, I was definitely sad to see that match end the way it ended. I took on 350-pound Pain, put him away, just like the King of Florida, Francisco Castro, can do. Unfortunately, from what I understand, which I was already – halfway undressed by the help, by the time this happened with these Miss Allie's Angels, I guess they came out and dumped him like a bad habit from what I understand. Hey, that's none of my business. That's neither here nor there because I got the winner's share of the purse money went right to the pay window.
Payne is a guy we've talked about a lot here being much improved. How was it being in the ring with a guy that size and that agile?
Oh, man, I mean, it's, I'd like to say it's a walk in the park, but, anytime you get in the ring with a guy that's, over 300 pounds, it's, basically an immovable object. So you just kind of got to find creative ways to get him on his back. And, I've been doing this long enough, and, I've been on both sides of the fence, so I got quite a few, tricks up my sleeve. And if I have to take it to the street, and go back to what I learned, coming up in Brooklyn, then so be it. Because I'm all about getting the W, and the Rampage Nation's behind me 110%, and that's what else, that's what matters to me.
Did you manage to avoid that giant moonsault?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You managed to avoid that giant moonsault?
Yeah, absolutely. There was no way, not a snowball's chance in hell. I was gonna be underneath. I've had him scattered for years. I remember him and I went head to head a few years back for Jody Peterman. I can't remember, it was somewhere in middle and nowhere in Georgia. And, I had him scouted then, and I'm scouted now. I put him away, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about under 7 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. So he definitely has some work to go back to the drawing board to beat the King of Florida, Francisco Chiazzo.
And this Blacklist dominance still goes on, though. Did you think it would be this long in the making that those guys would – hold on for so long?
Honestly, I really didn't. To be honest with you, I mean, there are three of the toughest, guys I've ever been in the ring with. AJ Steele has to be probably the strongest guy I've ever been in the ring with. Corey Chavis and I have been running parallel. Our careers have run parallel for many, many, many years. And Murder One is, a veteran, goes all the way back to, Smoky Mountain days. So they're three double tough individuals. Anytime you step in the ring with guys like Blacklist, you got your work cut out for you. But I honestly didn't think it was going to take this long. I didn't think the three of them would be able to get away, get along with each other long enough. I figured there'd be all kinds of dissension in the ranks and so on and so forth. But, I was fooled. And, they've definitely been on top of Rampage Pro for, almost a year now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any feedback from the big Rampage national TV debut on the Honey Boo Boo show?
It's funny you said that, man. I just did a show in Orlando this past Saturday night. I tagged with Simon Says, who go by the Circle of Disrespect here in the state of Florida, and went up against former WWE World Tag Champs, the Headbangers, for USA Pro, Frank Goodman's promotion down here in Orlando. And as I come walking out to the ring, sure enough, man, there's Cup of Fart posters everywhere, and people are and a week before that, I was at Vintage Wrestling in Sanford, same thing. And it's just, it's definitely been fun. It was fun meeting the family. It was fun being on the show. Honestly, I'd never watched the show up until this point. I heard about it, but I'd never watched it. And they've got such a cult following. It's not even funny. And they're a really sweet family. And the little girl's just adorable. I've gotten, just tons of feedback and, friends from high school that just happened to watch the show. All of a sudden my Facebook is blowing up and I had to turn my phone off that night because I was getting phone calls and texts and Facebook messages and so on and so forth. So it was definitely fun. It was definitely an experience.
Is it the first time you've been a part of anything like that?
I guess like that. Yeah. On a reality type show. Yeah. I mean, I've done, various, different TVs for years and years and years, but a reality type show, yeah, it was definitely the first time for that.
Maybe that'll turn into something for you guys.
My whole life is a reality show. I mean, I live with, a ginger midget by the name of Shooter Storm. I got one of my best friends is the Emerald Emperor, Simon. So it's like a freaking circus. My whole life is like one big circus. So that was really no different meeting the Honey Boo Boo family.
If you label yourself the King of Florida, that comes with a certain amount of craziness, I'm sure, anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's my girlfriend and I were talking the other day just about how nuts my life has become just over the last year. And it's not getting any, I don't want to say worse, but because I'm very fortunate, to be able to do what I do and for the longevity that I've been able to do it for. But my life is insane. I never stop. I'm on the go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And you'll be making a foray into West Georgia, I believe, this weekend, right?
Yeah, we'll be in Villarica. I'm going to be tagging with actually a guy I haven't seen in many years. He was a good friend of mine years ago in Jack Lawrence Promotions in Alabama and North Georgia area. Bull Buchanan, former WWE superstar, Bull Buchanan. We're going to be taking on Blacklist, actually. Consequently, I should say, Murder One and Corey Chavis. So these guys, I just can't get this thorn out of my ass. With the Blacklist. Everywhere I go, it's Corey Chavis and Murder One or AJ Steele. And every time I get in the ring with these guys, I take 6 months off my life. So, I should probably die next week by the time, by the time I get done with these guys. But I'm really looking forward to debuting for UIW. Believe it or not, I think Villarica is one of the few towns in Georgia. I don't think I haven't wrestled it. That's what I'm looking forward to meeting some new fans up there and working for a new promotion.
And they'll be managed by Jeff Bailey. And that, Larry, I'm sure has piqued your interest that the former Rain Man and Jeff G will be in the same building for the first time in a while.
Yes, I will be venturing to Villarica to catch this, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
When is this? Is that Saturday night?
Yes.
Okay.
How long has it been, Larry? Do you know?
Pardon?
How long has it been since they've been together? Do you know?
Ooh, boy, that'd go pretty far back in Wildside.
Yeah, probably almost 15 years now. So,
I think they may have made some appearances together at Dragon Con over the past 10 years.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
Well, that's just more work for you, Frankie.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely the work's going to be cut out for me. I mean, I met Bailey a few years back when I did a couple wild side shots up there. He's definitely one of the, you know, force to be reckoned with when it comes to, you know, manager and so on. So and him and Corey have a history years and years and years back from wild side days and so on. So they, I'm sure they've been on the horn. I'm sure they've been Facebooking back and forth and, you know, figuring out what they're going to do to us and Bull Buchanan and I and so on and so forth. But, you know, I have no doubt that we're going to be walking out of that, you know, we'll be walking out of that building this Saturday night with the win. So.
And either right down to Warner Robins to maybe take titles from them the next day.
Yeah, again, here goes that thorn again. Big ass thorn on my side. You know, I just can't, I can't get rid of the blacklist. So, you know, and I've been getting messages, you know, if you can't beat them, why don't you join them? You know, not a snowball chance, no. You know, me and Corey Chavis, like I said, have been running parallel for many years. In fact, I just was up with him and they put us head to head in Connecticut, South Windsor, Connecticut, for Real Warrior Entertainment up there. And, you know, we went at it like two bulls, you know, in front of a packed house up there for Craig Margoloni's promotion. So, you know, everywhere we go, people want to see Corey Chavis and Francisco Giazzo. So we're kind of married to each other as far as, you know, pro wrestling business goes. And that's fine because he brings the best out of me. I bring the best out of him. But, you know, there's definitely no love lost, you know, between the two of us there. So, in fact, we just resigned for Ring Warriors August 11th. We're going to be heading down there to start up a relaunch of that promotion with the national TV taping starting August 11th. So, it's like wherever I go, he goes. Wherever he goes, I go. So, definitely going to be an interesting rest of the year.
You say Ring Warriors is something we hadn't heard about in a while. How long have they been kind of getting things back in order?
Well, you know, I personally just learned the history of Ring Warriors. I guess Ring Warriors have gone back many years, many years. Howard Brody and I were talking about it. He sent me a few links to some magazine articles and so on. But they've been going for about a year, maybe a year and a half, if I'm not mistaken. We've been to the Bahamas twice under them. They had some really big shows down in South Florida. They were running about once every maybe 2 months, you know, and they, you know, they had a couple starts and stops and, you know, with any startup promotion, you know, you got hiccups and, you know, valleys and peaks and so on and so forth. And they seem to have everything in order now and ready to rock and roll. August 11th, they're going to be, you know, taping on Sundays. As well. So, they're doing house shows on Saturdays. So it's going to be very busy, for us down here. I mean, they're bringing in Adam Pearce, Cass Riley, Chance Prophet. You know, the marquee Bruce Santee is what they pretty much built, you know, the entire company around. Of course, myself, Vito LaGrasso. So they've got just a host of talent down there. I mean, the talent list, I can sit here for an hour and go through the talent list. It's ridiculous. So we're going to be taking about 6 hours worth of TV on August 11th.
And retaining that heavy roster that they had is a big coup because, you know, when you go away and you're not, like you said, stop the starts, you never know who's going to be available for you. But if they've got a lot of that roster back, they're going to be a force to be dealt with. I'm sure Florida, the rival Florida promotions are not necessarily happy about that.
Well, you know, I'm sure they are. Well, the smart ones are happy about it. You know, like I know they have a great working relationship with Vintage Wrestling of Florida, who's run by John Buelis and Maximo Miranda. I also work for, you know, Vintage Wrestling of Florida, and I kind of, you know, was, you know, the liaison between both promotions, which I try to do a lot of times, you know, because it's you're not always going to work out that way, but it is always great to try to work with as many people as you can. But they definitely have a great working relationship with Vintage Wrestling of Florida. I know they have they have some good working relationships with promotions down in South Florida that Tommy Vandal is a liaison for, and so on. So they're definitely trying to do things right. And they're spearheading this thing with the money in the right direction, and that's definitely good to see. You know, ultimately, who's going to win out on the whole thing is definitely going to be the, you know, the fans and the boys, because the amount of business that this is going to drum up or can drum up is going to be, you know, sky's the limit.
We hadn't heard a crazy story out of Florida in a while. Do you think y'all are due?
Oh, well, let me tell you, man, anything, and this is one of my best friends in the entire world, Marquis Bruce Santee, anytime he's involved with anything, you're bound to have a story that's going to come out to this. I mean, it's nonstop between me and him and you know, just a host of these colorful characters, whether it's Simon Says and my stupid ginger midget roommate, Shooter Storm, you know, Big T Cannon. I mean, we're just, we're clowns. So, you know, there's going to be some heavy stories coming out of South Florida. So definitely stay tuned, because it's, and I feel bad for Howard Brody. I love him to death, but he's going to probably lose what hair he has left on the top of his head by the time we're done. I mean, the poor guy's gained so much weight. I think he binge eats like Twinkies and like pasta sitting in a closet every time the phone rings and it's me or Bruce Santee or, you know, something. He's like, just goes into hiding. I feel so bad for the guy, but I love him to death.
Well, you were never one to cease traveling. Have you got anything crazy in the works? You mentioned Connecticut. That's a pretty far flight from Florida.
Yeah, yeah, we've got, I'm actually, I was contacted by them a few months ago. They, like I said, they brought me up there to do the show. We definitely tore the roof off the place, Corey Chavis and I. They're bringing me back in to do the King of Connecticut tournament. I don't have an exact date yet. I think it's going to be definitely sometime in September on a Friday night. I'm not really sure exactly what the date is. I haven't got with the office yet, and they haven't sent my paperwork in the bill yet. But I will have to say that the promotion up there really took care of us. I had a crazy, you want to talk about a story, I had a mishap. I never look at my driver's license, guys, never. I don't know if anybody else does, but I never look at mine, unless I'm getting pulled over by the cops or getting carded, which I'm old now, so very rarely do I ever get carded for anything. I flew all the way to Connecticut. They took care of everything, took care of my flight, hotel, nice payday coming my way. Get off the plane, take the shuttle over to the rental car place that Craig had reserved for me. Get to the rental car place, and my license was expired. So I had no license. I had no way to get to the show, nothing. I'm sitting there, I'm fuming, because I was like, there's no way that this trip was going to go this good up until this. So now I'm stuck in some rental car place in the middle of Connecticut. And I called the promoter, and without batting an eye, he said, man, just hang tight. I'll be there in an hour, hour and a half. Came over, rented the car for me, put it under his name, which is kind of unheard of, because you never want to put a rental car in a pro wrestler's rental car in your name. He did it without batting an eye. Yeah, I know. Well, he did it without batting an eye, and made sure that I had a car and so on to get to and from. So I can't say enough good things about Craig Martelloni and Real War Entertainment. They really took care of me, so I'm definitely looking forward to going back up there.
Where else are you going to be?
He's got a promoter to rent you a car in his name. I don't know what you did.
I don't know, man.
Pictures you have of this man.
I was so, I remember my girlfriend, and, you know, bless her soul, you know, she was trying to joke around with me, and she goes, well, at least, you know, at least you're not a server at a restaurant or, you know, something like that. I lost my shit. I flipped. I was like, F this and F that and F you and F the world. And I'm screaming and yelling and throwing my bag around the Enterprise rental car place. The girl asked me if I needed a Xanax and, you know, and so on and so forth. And I'm just screaming and yelling at the top of my lungs. And, you know, this guy, Craig, was like, yeah, man, I'll be there in an hour and a half. I'm just loading up, getting my guys loaded up the rings, just hang tight. He pulls up with this monstrous SUV covered in Real Warrior Entertainment. Like, the paint job was Real Warrior Entertainment. I mean, I'd never seen anything like it outside of WWE, you know, with their trucks and stuff. But this guy goes all out. I mean, catering in the back, so on and so forth. He's bringing everybody in, from Tommy Dreamer to Sanjay Dutt to, you know, you name it, he's bringing them in. So he's definitely doing things the right way. But yeah, how I managed to land a rental car in his name, I don't know. I really don't know, mate. And I didn't even have to kiss him. So
that's a big win. And you got paid. That's a big win.
Yeah. And I got paid. And there's been other shows. So I figured after that, I was like, man, this is going to be a one shot deal. They're not going to have another show after this. And, you know, between Dreamer and myself, we cleaned him out. And, he definitely took care of us. And I'm looking forward to going back up there. So.
Well, we got to get our next guest on. But before we go, where else are you going to be in this area over the next few weeks?
Like I said, Villarica on Saturday, Sunday. We've got Warner Robins, Georgia for Rampage Pro. And, you know, you can check me out on Facebook, Francisco Chiazzo. Check out my See You Soon tour. I mean, I'm everywhere from, like I said, Villarica, Georgia, Warner Robins, you know, you name it, I'm going there. So you can follow me on Twitter, Francisco Chiazzo, as well as Instagram. And I'm even on Pinterest, and I'm straight. I'm a straight guy on Pinterest. You can find me, Francisco Chiazzo.
Nope,
I'm on there.
Sorry. I'm going to have to run some credentials on that.
Well, who's your next guest?
Miss Allie. I don't know if you have anything to say to her.
Oh, this is cute.
I'll go ahead and bring her on.
This is cute. Yeah, go ahead and bring her on. Go ahead and bring Sweet Tits on.
Miss Allie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, that's such a cute little voice. Did you learn that from Mike Cruz?
Frankie, you're so adorable. I know that you're obsessed with me, and the only reason that you come to Rampage Pro is to see me, not to fight for the belt. You could care less about the blacklist. You only come to see me.
You know, flattery will get you everywhere except with me. See, I'm the king of Florida, San Francisco, Council, sweetheart. There's girls like you a mile long knocking on my door. I actually get a kick out of you. You're actually a funny kid. You're pretty. You got guys like Mike Cruz under your belt, and you got guys like, you know, Bobby Moore. Well, neither the two of them have got a sense that God gave a cockroach to be following someone like you around, sweetheart.
King of Florida, that's a joke. You're the king of fools, and no one, not any girl, not any little girl that is your fan is on my level.
That's good. Are you reading that from a cue card, honey?
Not even close.
Well, look, whether it's Bobby Moore, I'm going to give you your time because I want you to get your beauty shop because God knows you need one. Whether it's Mike Cruz, whether it's Bobby Moore, it makes no difference. Allie's Angels, whether it's a blacklist, King of Florida, Francisco Chiazzo is at the top of Rampage Pro, and I'm going to stay there. So you have yourself a good night, sweetheart, and when you're done, go to make me a sandwich.
All right. Well, thanks, Francisco, and now I believe we just have Miss Allie on the line, so thanks for calling yet again, Miss Allie. If anything, you've been present, a much bigger presence at Rampage as of late. Some cases you've been part of every match, from what I understand. So I'm guessing that, you know, between that and seeing Bobby Moore and people like that, that you manage at Rampage go on and have such success elsewhere, as well as in Rampage, you must be pretty confident these days.
When I came back to Rampage and started Allie's Angels, I had one mission and one goal, and that was to have all the belts and have the best of the best and make individual wrestlers stars, and that's what I've accomplished. I have Mike Cruz, who has the TV title, Bobby, as you know, just won the heavyweight title. We're in the race for the Gaten Cup. I'm tied for first, and guarantee it, I will win next Sunday.
And are you 1% with Payne being out now? Is that an official split from Allie's Angels?
Payne is still currently under a contract with me, and without me, Payne is nothing. So what I choose to do with him, he will have to suffer the consequences for his actions. He should have never put his hands on me. And as you can tell, the rest of Allie's Angels stood up for me as they should have.
How do you get a guy like Payne to sign a contract?
Who wouldn't want to work with me? I have the beauty, the brains, and all the money to get whatever I want.
How did you come into this? You know, you just kind of came out of the scene from nowhere, and you, like I said, you become a big part of this Rampage show. How did it all start?
To come out of nowhere is definitely not true. I was the ring announcer for roughly 2.5 years and was given a pink slip and was replaced. And like I said, my ultimate goal was to come back and really hurt Rampage where it hurts the most and in their pocket. And so if I have all the gold, I hold the power at Rampage.
So ring announcing, first sort of entry into the business, that's where you got your start?
Correct.
Well, you've got your part of two of the three main events this Sunday, and of course the heavyweight title that Bobby Moore holds and the television title that Mike Cruz holds are both on the line. How are you preparing those guys for those matches?
I am always the main event, whether it's booked as such or not. The fans come to see me. They come and pay to see me. Clearly, the bigger I get, the bigger our crowds get. We just had the highest paid crowd ever in Rampage history, thanks to me. So any match that I'm a part of is guaranteed to be golden. My guys are very prepared. They're always going to be prepared. And there's not a chance in hell that they will lose those titles.
We've got a caller from Florida that has indicated he wants to answer a question. Let's see who we got.
It's Josh Wheeler. I need no introductions. I was listening to this awesome interview you got with Ms. Alley, and I just want to remind you guys that over a year ago, Miss Alley was fired by Uncle Ben Masters and was told she didn't have a place to be at Rampage Pro Wrestling. And one person was in the back in the office saying, "Why do you fire a woman that looks like that?" So I want you guys to realize that you are in the presence of absolute managerial greatness. What she has done in 1 year's time in this business is absolutely a testament of her ability, her brains, and her looks. And she should be respected the same way that you guys respect all these other managers in Georgia. I will say it right now. Miss Alley should be Manager of the Year for your guys' little awards come January.
Oh, I think it's hard to argue with that, given the success that she's had. I don't know if anyone here disagrees, but yeah. And so you're taking responsibility for at least part of
it. I'm not taking the responsibility, but I saw something in that girl, even when she was a ring announcer, and I made a put and I told those guys, I said, if you give her the opportunity, she will take it. You give her an inch, she's going to take 6,000 miles, and that is what she has done. And if you look at that conglomeration of talent she's got, they saddlebagged her with Rob Adonis, and now look what she's done with Mike Cruz, with Bobby Moore, with Payne, and with Steve Styles, the sensation. This guy right here, 6 months ago, was an afterthought in every promotion, and now people are calling, wanting him at every show. They're wanting Miss Alley at every show, and she was just on Honey Boo Boo. Please, show her a little bit more respect. Fawn over her like you guys would Miss Rachel. Please, do that for the wrestling fans of Georgia. Fawn over Miss Alley like she deserves to be fawned over, and don't forget, he's got a gun tonight at 8 o'clock. Thanks a lot, kids.
High praise from Josh Wheeler. Alley is awful light for his face.
I must say that
he's got a gun run-in gun on us.
Yeah. Well, would you call it a drive-by or?
That's what I'd call it.
I must say that I completely agree with him. Don't sleep on Miss Alley, because I promise I will be the best of the best and have the best of the best in my group of guys. And to even think to glorify Miss Rachel, are you serious? Did you see what I did to her? Did you see what happened? She's gone. She's the trash taken out of RPW. I am the first and only lady of RPW.
Do you feel a little slighted by maybe your position as far as the wrestling commentators and observers in the state have of you?
In the what, I'm sorry?
Do you feel a little slighted by just sort of the position that people seem to have of you, that maybe you're not as good as you believe you are?
I don't have to prove anything to anyone. My record says it all. So if you choose to not support me, that's your loss. I sign autographs daily. I have people blowing up my Facebook, my phone, who want to have me. So, and I have wrestlers who want to be in my stable. So if you think that anyone slighted me, that's their loss, not mine.
Do you feel that there's any part of what you do that you'd like to improve on, maybe from a talking standpoint or just a ringside presence? Is there anything you'd like to maybe up your game on?
I think that I learned something as Josh said, in less than a year's time, I think I've come a long way from a ring announcer who, you know, I did my job, I did it well, and have come back, and within a year, look where I've come. So every day is a new opportunity, and I think I'm progressing and increasing tenfold for any other manager out there.
Did you do a lot of research, a lot of studying on maybe some other people who had managed big groups before you came back to kind of get ready for this?
I had a few people who were on my side and helped me out behind the scenes, helped coach me, helped get everything off the ground, and helped form Allie's Angels LLC.
Allie, is there anybody that's, you know, influenced your style that you've patterned yourself after by any chance?
As I've said before in the ring, a lady will never tell her secret. So whomever I choose to style my managing after, whoever I get inspiration from, whoever it may be, I would never tell, because then that would be giving away all my secrets, and then it wouldn't be fair to the other people, I should say.
Riley, do you have any other matches this Sunday that you have any interest in, or any wrestlers involved with?
We do have someone that is coming, looking for the blacklist, and never quite know what's up with him. Don't really know his schedule, but there's plenty in the works, and that would be Luke Gallows who's coming, and at least just like me, against the blacklist, and you never know.
Are you implying that he's part of Allie's Angels, or you're saying you'd like him to be?
Luke Gallows can hold his own in the ring regardless of who he's put up against. And I'm not implying that he's part of Allie's Angels. I just said you never know when he's going to show up. You never know what I have up my sleeve. And I've proven to give some shockers out.
Have you got your eye on that big monster that debuted just a couple weeks back?
Which one? We've stayed with a couple people.
The name escapes me. That big, the giant one. Very help me out. The big white guy.
Bam?
I believe that's the one.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
It's hard to hear, I'm sorry. Is it Bam?
Bam Stone, yes.
Yeah,
I'm always open to new talent that's going to better Allie's Angels. But again, I won't ever tell my secrets. Therefore, you won't ever know until I'm ringside introducing someone if they're going to be a part of me. But the person has to be athletic, classy, just on top of their game in order to become a part of Allie's Angels.
Allie, we've got another caller that wants to ask a question. Let's see who this is. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who do we have? Hello? All right, never mind. Well, we need to wrap things up, Allie, because we do have another guest to bring on. But before we let you go, Are you currently only working at Rampage, or have you taken your managerial skills elsewhere to other promotions?
I am currently only at Rampage. Like I said, I've talked to a few different promotions, but you can, if anyone needs to contact me or fans would like to follow, I already have quite a few on Facebook, Miss Allie, Rampage Pro Wrestling, and I'm also on Instagram, Miss Allie 28.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and look forward to seeing what happens this Sunday.
What happens this Sunday is Allie's Angels will be taking home the Gaten Cup.
All right. Well, we will see. But again, thanks for calling. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Jailhouse Rocker, Terry Lawler.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the show to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. I would like to remind you once again to vote before midnight tonight for WrestlingWithPopCulture.com as best local blog and Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta, CLATL.com/Best of ATL. And now we're going to bring on our next guest. That is the Jailhouse Rocker, Terry Lawler. Terry, sorry to keep you waiting. How are you tonight?
How's it doing? Good, guys. How y'all doing?
Not bad, not bad. I know Larry Goodman was looking forward to talking to the Carolina Lizard Man, who was our scheduled guest, but he had something come up, and so I appreciate you calling in to talk to us once again. You've been on here a few times, haven't you?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm just excited, actually, when I got the call to be part of this MCW for this Saturday show. I've seen a lot of photos, heard a lot of good reviews, and I was waiting for my turn to get the phone call, and I can't lie, I'm super excited about just doing this and the fact that this Saturday, August 3rd, is that I can all meet the scene. Hey, I kind of fit in there just somewhere down the line, I think.
Yeah, well, I guess the whole Elvis thing works. There's an all-female Elvis tribute band called the Pelvis Presleys playing, so I'm guessing they'll probably play you out to Jailhouse Rocker. Or Jailhouse Rock, I'm sorry.
Hey, we'll change the name if we have to, but I've seen these ladies perform, and they're super good. They're easy on the eyes, easy on the ears. I mean, you can't go wrong when you got a female band doing all that with stuff. And I'm just, like I said, I'm excited to be part of the whole deal.
Well, you are taking on another guy that's heavily inspired by Elvis, and his name is Johnny Danger. Have you guys ever locked up before?
No, we shared locker room space before, but we never actually shared any ring space before. So this will be a first all the way around, first time being at the MCW, first time last Mayhem, first time at the Club Famous Club. So this is a lot of firsts to come this Saturday.
Since we are on the Memphis team, Rocker, I'm going to call on you to give us a short version of the time you got your picture took on a bus in Memphis.
I don't know that story.
That was so wrong, but it was, me and my girlfriend went down to Memphis. She wanted to see Graceland at Christmas time, so we were on the trolley. And this, he's hopping on the bus, and he's like, oh, hell no, it's Elvis. And he started taking pictures. And the funny thing was, he didn't actually have a camera in his hand. But I didn't want to disappoint him, so I'm having to do several poses for him, stuff like that. And then out of nowhere, he didn't even check to see who else was on the trolley. Didn't it look right? He asked me, did I have any blunts? And, you know, 12, 15 years ago, it might have been a different story, but I said, no, sir, I'm not even, oh, hell, Elvis, I get high with it. And he pulls out. That's my hound dog barking, by the way, in the background. He pulls out a potato chip-sized bag of weed out of his pocket, and I just hit the trolley button. I said, this is where we're getting off, people. Welcome to Memphis.
Terry illustrated to me the size of this bag of weed by taking his wallet out of his back pocket and sticking a ketchup bottle in the middle of it.
If you get a 99-cent bag of Frito-Lays, free plug, it's mostly air, but that was about the size of the bag of weed he pulled out of his pocket.
In the line of Elvis, if we had some blunt.
to
this day.
You know, things we do to entertain the fans, but I said, no, this is where we're getting off the line, people. Ding, ding, get off the trolley, people. it's fun being me sometimes.
What else is going on here lately? I hadn't seen you as much as usual.
I'm just taking a little time off, putzing around the house, just laying low for a while, and just, you know, summertime is nice. I'd rather be doing some other things. I mean, seeing my fans is great, but also, you know, everybody needs a little break every now and then. So I've been laying a little low. I can't say it enough. I'm excited about this Saturday, August 3rd. First match is at 3 o'clock, Club Famous Pub. You know, Elvis, Memphis, female Elvis impersonators, monsters. Well, yeah, I need a break to get ready for this night.
It'd be kind of criminal to not have the Jailhouse Rocker a part of this, I got to say.
Well, I think that's probably why he was asked to be involved. But, you know, Terry, there's a lot of times zombies show up, zombies of deceased wrestlers and things like that. Is there anybody from the old Memphis scene that you might be looking out for this Saturday?
You know, there's wrestling's always been big in Memphis. Elvis, of course, always been in Memphis. Blues, music, Jerry Lewis. Even, you know, Andy Kaufman came in and did a little spiel for, you know, he had that whole deal with Jerry Lawler for a while. I mean, it's just, there's so many possibilities. And, you know, even back way back in Memphis, they actually had a monster tag team of the Mummy, the Wolfman, Frankenstein, so... You know, everything that happened in Memphis is possible to happen this Saturday, is the way I look at it.
I hope it's a Christmas creature myself. That's my
I mean, who knows? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody pull off a ghost of Hotshot Eddie Gilbert in there somehow. Who knows?
Oh, my God, that would be great.
I'm saying the possibilities are so endless when you mention this Memphis theme. I mean, there's so many doors that could be open and closed at the same time.
We talked earlier, about the WWE World Heavyweight Champion being defended at the in Phillips, which, you know, the Omni was right there. How many times did you see that belt defended at the Omni, Terry?
not much, so much the WWE. You know, I was more of the NWA territories, but, I mean, gosh, I remember my brother taking me down. It was always big nights. You had the Thanksgiving nights, Christmas, New Year's. I mean, so many big, great shows. You ever seen Tommy Rich and Buzz Sawyers inside the steel cage? I mean, there's just Andre the Giant versus the Iron Sheik. I mean, I'm old, but and that's why I love old school, because it kind of goes with me. But the Omni, I mean, don't get me wrong, Southern wrestling is always going to be my favorite style. Memphis, Continental, to Florida Championship Wrestling, Georgia Championship Wrestling. Nothing against the WWE, what they got going now, but I just love the old school from the South.
Well, what we were talking about earlier was the fact that the World Heavyweight Championship in particular kind of has some lineage that goes back to the NWA World Title and WCW and things like that. So I think that's what Matt meant by that. You know, in some form, that title has been defended at that same site, you know, for many years.
Yeah. It's the ghost of the old schools. They're still there. I remember, you know, even when WWF came in town, Hogan would come in defending his title match, but he'd be like third or fourth match, and they'd fly into the next town for the next show. But, you know, it's just Atlanta's always been a hotbed for world champions, title matches, you know, crazy stuff, angle blow off. Atlanta's always been one of the hot cities you got here in the South.
What do you think about the NWA Georgia Heavyweight Championship being resurrected at NWA Atlanta? They just started their tournament, I believe, on Saturday for that.
I haven't been keeping in touch too much, you know, with what's going on, but if, you know, it's time to choose my words right, but if it's done right and respectful, I'm all for it. And it's just doing it just so they can try to keep the name going, that's a different story. But if they want to go back to the roots and the history and honor it, then I'm all for that kind of stuff.
Was it a big deal when the Omni closed as far as the scene here? Did people kind of realize what was going on and really, you know, kind of that door of history closing? Or was it just so far removed at that time people didn't pay as much attention to it?
I think it was a little fat because there's so much memories there, you know, between all the their concerts. I mean, even Elvis played there so many times. He had a plaque on inside the wall with his, you know, different shows he's done. Metallica did there. I think the last rock and roll concert was there. And there's so much stuff. And then plus all the different wrestling events. I think there was a little bit of sadness, but also a little bit of excitement to have a new venue to be part of also. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you said you've been kind of laying low as of late. Do you have any other matches scheduled in the near future?
The 10th of August, I'll be down in Blakely, Georgia, tagging with Robert Gibson and the American Patriot against the Black Assassin, Cowboy Dennis Gale, which is one of my brother's old rivals, and also his old tag team partner, plus a mystery partner, which we haven't heard who it's going to be yet. So there's a little edgy. And then come the 24th in Monroe, Georgia, my brother and myself, he's trying to finish off his history with Tommy Rich. We're in a bunkhouse brawl match against Wildfire Tommy Rich and Bullet Bob Armstrong. So I'm kind of excited about that one there.
Well, if there's a theme to all this, it is definitely that there's a lot of history in your matches.
Yeah, we're just trying to help brother close some chapters in his career, and he had his retirement match. His official retirement match was at the Nightmare to Remember 3, but I guess when you got unfinished business, you man up and you kind of handle it and then walk away, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe he can join you at the MCW show. I'm sure there's somebody there for him to take on.
They don't tell what's going to happen. I said the possibilities are endless, but I mean, real quick, I'm looking at the flyer in my hands, just trying to remind everybody for a last-minute plug. It's the all-female tribute of Elvis Presley for the Elvis Presleys. Doors open at 2. First matches at 3. kids 12 and under, get it for $5. Everyone else is only $10. It's at Club Famous Pub, Coastal Hill Shopping Center. How about that? Is that a good plug?
Sounds good. And I got the card sent to me today from Professor Morte. It looks like who else is going to be there? John Malice, Juggernaut John Malice is going to be there. The Alabama Wolfman and Kentucky Wolfman, or I guess Brian Blaze, who was part of the Battle Royal at the last show, has a special challenge for the Wolfmen. And then number one contender to the NCW title, Trevor Aon, has taken on a guy named Dylan James, who is a trainee of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Nice.
So it'll be a good show, and you will be part of that. And, yeah, I guess that's it. So we need to wrap things up, actually. I appreciate you holding while we talk to Miss Allie and Francisco and Josh Wheeler and everybody else that we talked to earlier.
That's no problem, guys. It's just business, you know? But thank y'all for having me on, and thank you again, Jonathan, for getting me hooked up with MCW, and I'm super excited about being there this Saturday, you know? Just thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in person there.
All right, well, we'll see you there, and thanks again, and hope you have a good night.
Take care, man.
All right, you too. Before we go, I wanted to also mention Mick Foley. Speaking of people who have a lot of history in Georgia, Mick Foley is doing a stand-up comedy show on Sunday at the Punchline in Sandy Springs, which is just north of Atlanta. What else? What other big shows are coming up this weekend? We mentioned UIW.
All the Florida guys, PCW will be back in action in Porterdale.
Saturday.
I just got word that DSCW will be running on Friday in Blue Ridge at
their
normal time, and then also on Sunday in Blairsville at 3 p.m. So two shows in North Georgia.
And then Saturday, Empire, is it Empire Pro Wrestling? Which is in Rossville, not far from DSCW. So if you're in North Georgia, you got 3 days in a row of wrestling.
Go get it hard. Get after it. Come on, Larry Goodman.
Yeah. Larry, we lost Larry after the commercial break.
We lost Larry. He's going to UIW, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's PCW Saturday night. UIW Saturday night. Is Peach State not running this Saturday?
No, they're back on the 17th of August, I believe.
All right. All right, well, we already mentioned Rampage, of course, so I think that covers all the major shows. So there's plenty to choose from this weekend. And as Josh Wheeler said earlier, you can switch over as soon as we're done to blogtalkradio.com/he's got a gun and hear Murder One and Josh Wheeler. I would like to remind everyone one last time to vote for WrestlingWithPopCulture.com for Best Local Blog in the Creative Loafing Best of Atlanta Awards. Go to clatl.com/bestofatl. And I guess that's it. We'll be back next Monday. I don't know who we're going to have yet, but we will announce it sometime over the next few days. Got anything else, Matt?
I'm good to go.
All right. We'll be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.